Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by The CW. The two-hour premiere event of Superman and Lois airs Tuesday, February 23rd, or you can stream free next day on The CW app.
You or Jayla? Yo,
they wanna know. To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And here's a Daily Mail headline. Megan Fox's boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly, reveals he wears her blood on a necklace in passionate Valentine's tribute, as ex Brian Austin Green professes his love for girlfriend Sharna Burgess.
God, they always have to up poor bag Brian Austin Green. I call him bag now because it's funny. But they always have to, this is... bury the lead much. I don't care what bag is doing. I care that we're getting our second coming of Angelina Jolie with a blood around a neck. Remember that?
I know.
Incident?
It's back. It's back. Yeah.
And now, what's in the vial, Jesse? Billy Bob Thornton is opening up about his marriage to Angelina Jolie and those famous vials of blood they wore as necklaces. Speaking with the Hollywood Foreign Press during a podcast, Thornton claims it wasn't as creepy as everyone thought. Listen to this.
It wasn't as crazy as people wrote about it. You know what I mean?
To be fair,
blood around the neck is cool again.
Megan Fox has, like, in her career cosplayed Angelina Jolie.
Wait, in what? Like, specifically?
No, just, like, in general.
Oh, yeah. They have very similar vibes. I mean, we'll get into Angelina Jolie in a second.
Maybe
weirdly,
we will.
Even though she's very them-y. She's very
well,
them-y.
There's a, this it's was... irrelevant. We have a relevant, something happened that's relevant. We should talk about it. I don't know. These two are such a power couple that I'm like...
power couple?
No, I'm serious, though. Like, if they're pulling stunts like this, I mean, they're on the rise.
I don't know if it's... I'm not sure if... I think that they're both who's, though. I kind of think they're both who's.
They're both who's, but with their powers combined, they're this, like, weird, fascinating, tabloid-obsessed, because she left her husband for him, and her husband's also a who. There's, like, so many who's here. There's, like, almost a power...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I do like they're not powerful, that they're not powerful enough to convince people that it's actually blood.
Right. And also that Megan Fox, like, is not powerful enough to actually turn this into, like, career stuff again. Like, it's not.
No, maybe she doesn't want it. Although she did just star in some big movie that premiered on VOD during the pandemic that was, like, her fighting a monster.
Not to be whatever, but she did this whole press run about how she was mistreated, which I fully agree with, by so many different people in the industry. I think that... Yes, I think speaking out could mean a lot of things, but I do think that it meant to jumpstart something or to say I'm interested in this again. My kids are old enough where I want to get back into this world.
I've left bag. I'm with Mujik.
Yeah.
So
MGK.
It's definitely an upgrade.
He's called MGK.
Mujik. No, there's bag and Mujik. The thing is also she is benefiting a lot from hindsight. People like to come out of the woodwork and say that they've always loved Megan Fox, and I think that is going to benefit her career because...
Yeah.
You know.
It's a very, I should have been nicer to Britney Spears sentiment.
Exactly.
I think people are very...
It's the exact same thing.
You know. But I there is great Megan Fox stuff out there, but when Megan Fox was peak famous in Transformers, people did not treat her...
People were mean to her.
Yeah, people did not treat her. The culture was not like... Yay, Megan Fox, you know, like, and whatever reason that was, there was a lot of reasons for that. She is benefiting from the post that of our culture right now, which is good, yes. I guess.
Yeah. And now Machine Gun Kelly is allegedly appears to be wearing her blood on his neck. He posted the photo of the necklace that has a drop of something red. The Daily Mail called it
a smudge,
a red smudge. Even though the caption was, quote, I wear your blood around my neck, my bloody Valentine. So he says, I have your blood
around
the neck.
They're going to need the DNA. They're going to need the evidence.
They're going to need the DNA and, like, what actual blood type is it? Just Jared also sort of danced around the issue and said Machine Gun Kelly appears to have Megan Fox's blood in a vial around his neck. If there's a trend in celebrity journalism these days, it's that no one wants to be too definitive. They're giving every celebrity the benefit of the doubt.
We'll get to our quote-unquote seemingly section. There were literally, if you thought amid
three?
Was a big trope in headlines, seemingly has now...
It's 2021.
...has now come out of the gate as the leader.
But before we get into that, we have a couple more Valentine's Day posts that I just thought were of note. One of them was, yes, JoJo Siwa. We've talked about JoJo Siwa a lot in the past, but I just thought it was funny that... Now we've seen JoJo Siwa's cousin get algorithm shirts, best gay cousin ever. Now her girlfriend is getting algorithm shirts, algorithm hoodies to be exact. JoJo Siwa posted a photo of herself wearing a hoodie that says, "Warning, I am taken. Don't flirt with me. It's for your own safety."
This is missing what her job and star sign is, though, if it's going to be specific. You know what I mean?
It's not really algorithm-y, but it is hideous. It's sweet, though.
But it is funny because it is the color palette. I don't think it's one that JoJo has ever worn. So it is sweet, but I've never seen JoJo in a brown or in an orange my whole life.
It looks like something that would be worn by like a prepper, you know, like a doomsday prepper. It's very prepper. Not a bow to be seen. I wonder what her post-bow era will be.
Don't flirt with a JoJo.
The girlfriend will kill you. I think the girlfriend will kill you.
I don't want a post-bow JoJo. That's her thing. Bojo.
No, yeah. So I'm going to skip Brooklyn Beckham because it's the most important one really quickly. Shawn Mendes posted a photo of I love when celebrities post disgusting food they made for their partners. We have Shawn Mendes posting a nasty chocolate chip pancake. Is that what that is? I don't know what it is, but it's gross and it's in the shape of a heart.
I think it Camila once Cabello was looking good, but then when he turned it into the shape of the heart, it lost its palette.
Almost as ugly as Offset's chocolate covered strawberries that he made.
Oh my god, those were so funny. People were like, those are doo-doo. Like it I
they're
did
doo-doo, yes.
And but that's what like I wanted to defend. I was like, that's what that shit looks like when you try and do it yourself. You know, you're not tempering chocolate in this household. What are you, tempering chocolate? Who are you, Sola? You know?
No, exactly. Sola would be doing
right.
it.
Right.
So then I like the woman in the background of the Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello photo because they were clearly instructed to like move out of the frame.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be in that photo. Are you kidding? That's a toxic zone. I'd be like, get me out.
And then you have, speaking of toxic zones, as you called him last week, which I can't stop thinking about, big ball of bad energy, Tariq El Moussa.
Huge ball.
Outdoor dining.
Huge. The sun is not hotter in bad energy than this man.
No.
He's a red giant.
No, he's a white giant.
He radiates the vibes that are like the bad vibes. You know in Mario when the sun becomes evil and tries to burn you and he's still wearing sunglasses but he's smiling and you're like,
but he has
bad
to smile.
Sun. You know, yeah. And he's like coming after you and you're in your little cloud. I think you're in a cloud and you're like kind of running away in a cloud. Is this true? There's a mean sun.
There is a mean sun. Yes. Tariq El Moussa looks like the mean sun.
He looks like the mean sun
yes,
in Mario.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. So, well, this is really, we try to be not in an Ellen way, like be nice. We're not like truly vicious to people on this podcast, but you've really got it in for Tariq El Moussa.
I really don't
apparently.
Like him. I just think like I think he radiates bad energy. I'm sorry. He's my Ellen we all have our Ellens. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, I have mine.
I have it in for
so,
him.
So, Tariq El Moussa. I have mine.
I know.
So,
I know
Tariq
who
El
that
Moussa
is. We all know who that is.
We all know who it is. Tariq El Moussa is at a Valentine's Day lunch with his bride-to-be. I guess they're engaged, right?
No, they're Heather engaged. Ray Young. Are you kidding? She already got Mrs. El Moussa, Mr. Moussa on her ass.
Yes, sir, Mr. El Moussa. Yeah. I just couldn't believe this caption. Maybe I'm overreacting, but this caption that he wrote, all smiles with my person.
You are, kind
hearts
of.
I'm overreacting. Surprised at Heather Ray Young with a weekend of wine tasting and relaxing in Montecito. And we couldn't be happier. I can't believe that someone's writing the phrase couldn't be happier.
Yeah, because honestly, like, you could be happier, probably. If you, like, looked around, you probably could be a little happier.
Couldn't be
in
happier.
In this time. So, are they eating, like, Rice Krispie treats? Like,
I think those are, like, bougie Rice Krispie treats. Yeah.
They look good.
Yeah.
Now I'm hungry.
With some wine. They're doing a wine tasting with Rice Krispies.
Glad that she survived the fallout from her bad tattoo. She seems to be fine.
Yeah, she deleted it.
Okay.
So
well, not off her ass, thing. Bobby. It's still there.
She deleted the photo.
I know, but
she
I'm just saying, like, the tattoo is still in her butt. She deleted it.
And for those of you who asked, I have already gotten that tattooed on my ass. I did go ahead and, you know, do it. I don't regret it at all.
Yeah.
I've still got a few more days of putting that ointment on it, but it's looking pretty good.
That ointment.
And now we have the most important thing that happened during Valentine's Day. Like, when I was just flipping through as I'm sure you can assume, the Who Weekly Instagram feed is
lit.
A disaster
it's lit.
Area. It's like a mess.
It's lit on fire.
Stories. Yeah, it's lit on fire. It's a huge blaze. It's terrible. You have Brooklyn Beckham popping up in my Instagram feed. I'm tap, 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 tapping through everything. I see him posting photos of his dad, of his mom, of his girlfriend. What's her name? Nicola Peltz.
Yeah.
Is he still dating her?
Yeah, they're engaged.
They're engaged. And then I see this.
This is,
and it stops me dead in my tracks.
This is like grossing me out. Like this is body horror.
The image itself really does look something like it, like out of like a David Cronenberg movie.
Yeah.
You have this like mirror imaged ear.
Yeah, so imagine if you flipped an ear over the ear and it made a heart, but like the middle of the heart was like the thing.
Not really a heart.
Okay, but like it forms the shape of a blob that looks like a heart. And in the middle of the heart, you know the thing in your ear? Oh my God, what is that thing called?
In the ear, or it reminds me of the thing and like the little dangly thing in the back of my throat, as Cardi would say.
But when you flip the thing that's right, that keeps the earbud in your ear, it turns into a dangly thing because it turns into one piece.
It turns into one dangly thing that looks like a nose.
Or like a something, like a knob.
It looks like a melting old man Muppet. Kind
this
of.
Is disgusting. This is like, this is a fucking, what's that movie with Jennifer Connelly? This is a Labyrinth. This is gross.
Okay, yes. It's from the Jim Henson Company.
Thank you.
And now we have this disgusting mirrored ear in the shape of a heart, but like a loose interpretation of what a heart is, okay? And it says this caption, not a caption, copy above it and below it. When two ears are put side by side, it forms the shape of a heart, period. And then you have this disgusting heart.
Ear mass.
Line break. You can't spell the word heart without the word ear.
And then they explain this
H hyphen E-A-R hyphen T. So it's showing that the word ear is between the letters T and H, period. That's because the ear is the way to the heart. So if you want someone's heart, learn to listen. I have never seen this before.
Is this a and Bible I was like, verse? Did Jesus say
right,
this?
I'm like, is this a proverb? Like, I don't know. Like, haven't been to church in a while. Like, Jesus. Yeah, right. Did Jesus
this
say
is the,
this?
Is this like the 2021 version of chocolate is salad? Because.
It's the exactly. That's what I was thinking. Mush. It's the 2021 version. So I look it up and I type in just the first line. When two ears are put side by side, and then Google does the rest. And it's like, are you looking for it forms the shape of a heart? Oh, because God. This is apparently quite common. And I found all of these instances of that nasty ear photo being posted and then reposted and then having the image quality degrade. It's disgusting. You see varying.
I love when you see two ears and you see the hair behind the ear. Like the person didn't Photoshop out the hair when they flipped
the ear. No, they just kept
the
ears. Yeah. So what I noticed was the image is always the same and the copy is always the same. So it reminds me of the chocolate is salad thing because there are slight variations between the chocolate is salad meme.
In case you weren't here always... for chocolate is salad, it's the original this because it's the phrasing, which I forget who even posted this in the first place. We'll never know. Go back in history and find out. But it's
someone's gonna know.
It's like when you get a card that's like cocoa is a nut and a nut's from a tree and that means chocolate's from a tree and chocolate's a salad and chocolate's a salad. Yum. Like,
in other words, chocolate is salad.
Right.
Well, if it was following the language here, it would say chocolate comes from cocoa. Interestingly, cocoa is a tree.
That makes it a plant.
Chocolate is salad. Yeah. The interestingly is...
That's the best part.
In all of these, and it's in every version of it. Interestingly, the word ear sits right in the middle of the
Nothing
word heart.
Nothing takes me out always... of the mood than the word interestingly. Put... before a sentence that I'm supposed to read.
Interestingly, why do you need to say the ear sits right in the middle of the word heart and then show me again H hyphen ear hyphen
I do think that it's interesting that the word ear is in the word heart. That's
no you don't.
Yeah, I think it's interesting.
No, you don't.
But I don't think it's interesting because it told me that it's interesting. I don't need it to say, oh, interestingly. It's like, let me be the judge of whether that's interesting. It's a little interesting.
God, you're the iCarly meme, you reading the internet, and it says, you see the word heart and notice that the word ear is inside the word heart, and you say, interesting. Interesting.
My barrier to interesting is quite low at this point.
Interesting. Interesting is what I said when I saw Shawn Mendes' like, disgusting pancake or whatever that was.
Right.
Interesting.
Right. Right.
So we can move on. As we teased earlier, yes, we are going to talk about Angelina Jolie briefly. How did you even find this? You put this in and you were like, this is so rude. And I clicked it and it is very rude.
people were like coming for this op-ed writer. And I was like,
Hadley Freeman. That's the most British name I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I have heard that name before.
This was weird because I saw people coming for this writer before I saw what they were coming for her. And what they were tweeting was like, Angelina Jolie is a bona fide movie star. How dare you? And I was like, what? Like, who's, like, what's the argument?
And you were like, interesting.
Well, that's literally, that's what led me here, because I was like, whatever this argument is, I want a piece. I want a piece of this.
You want in.
And as it
I
turns
want in.
Out,
pull up your chair.
This woman is making a Who Weekly argument, like, for Angelina Jolie to essentially be, she's a them, but she, like, doesn't make good movies anymore. She's just, like, more of a superstar than she is an actress. Like, it's been a while since she's made, like, a significant movie. Which, the thing is, like, if we said that on this show, I think our listeners would understand our point of view, because we've ingrained
we
it. We've knocked it into your brain after, like, what, a million episodes? But this woman writes this in The Guardian, and people are like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, like,
we love her movies. We love her in general.
We love
her
love
everything
bone structure.
About this woman.
Like,
we love her kids. We love her giant bear. We love her shoes. We love her in all black. We love everything about Angelina Jolie. We love By the Sea. We love, what's the
How
one
long
where
did
the
it
guy...
take you to say By the Sea? It's like,
I know. It took me a long time to say By the Sea. What's another one of her movies? Changeling. We
love
Changeling.
So she writes, I don't mean this as a slur against her, because I actually think Jolie is completely brilliant at what she does, which is being a celebrity. You might argue that we live in an age where there are lots of people who are famous for not doing much. Influencers, reality TV stars, Peter Andre, who is, according to the tabloids, still a thing. Can you tell this is a British? You can tell this is a British op-ed because they mentioned Peter Andre. But Jolie is in a different league. For a start, all these lesser celebrities build their brands on that loathsome PR concept of relatability. And Jolie is not here to be related to. Jennifer Garner might post details of her cooking disasters, and Ben Affleck is photographed picking up his Amazon deliveries off the doorstep. It's actually Duncan, but that's, I guess, if you're British, you're not really familiar. But it feels very TBD whether Jolie eats, sleeps, or does anything recognizably normal at all.
This is fantastic.
This is made for me, this argument. Yes. She's the last of the super A-listers. She's AAA.
And it's because of her scarcity. It's because she doesn't put herself out there. She doesn't have an Instagram. She isn't picking
and
up Duncan in front of her house.
She could make Titanic 2 and she would still be better known for marrying Brad Pitt, right?
And then divorcing
Brad Pitt.
And
then divorcing him and having a gajillion kids.
Titanic 2. It exists.
No,
Lindsay.
I know,
Titanic
but I mean a
exists.
Good Titanic. I mean, like, Titanic again, not Titanic 2. Titanic one more time.
Here we go again.
She could make Titanic again in 2021 and she would still be better known for being the superstar that she is, which is just, I mean, wasn't she just, I think this is probably pegged to the fact that she was just on the cover of something.
Just on the cover of Vogue.
And she did
That's
an interview
why,
and it was all about her charity and not really much about her craft.
No.
More about,
no,
you know, her life.
And it was also, and it was one of those things where, I mean,
she's practically a royal for us.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this was one of those profiles that wasn't even a profile. I think it was just, the only part I saw was the actual Q&A. So I think she was on the cover of Vogue.
Oh, it might not
have profile,
right, it might
not
have been a profile.
Q&A.
It was just a Q&A.
Yeah, which is also very Angelina Jolie, where it's like, I will answer your questions, and that's it. Like, we're not going to do, like, some long hang.
Very
even though
Beyonce.
They probably did a couple of Zooms.
Right.
The photos are so strange. She's walking, in case you haven't seen these, she's just like walking in her backyard on the cover, and she's in like all camel, like just like all tan. There's really no concept. She's just walking in her backyard looking glamorous. That's it.
And it's crazy because the thing that she's probably most known for currently in our time is Maleficent, which is like not even a cartoon character practically.
A Disney effect.
A Disney thing. And she's not even done with this character. She's doing Eternals. No, is that different? Yeah, that's different. I thought that was Maleficent.
I can't be asked about Maleficent
or any sorts of
Disney-related universes.
This is Marvel. But,
the two Maleficent movies that she made were objectively enormous movies.
Huge.
Like,
huge
movies.
And they are the biggest ones on her IMDb. They come first on the whatever algorithm IMDb uses, but bumps Maleficent up to the top. Mm-hmm. The second being,
if I had a kid, I'd be like, "You're watching Girl Interrupted right now."
Right. It's Maleficent, Girl Interrupted, Changeling, which I don't understand that, and Wanted. This doesn't make sense. It should be
Wanted, but Wanted's another one. Wanted was one of those big international action hits. Maybe. That's stupid, but I think it made a lot of money.
Well, you know, my fave was in it.
She is so.
I'm loving
very
my
confusing.
Fave and Angelina smooching.
James McAvoy. Yeah.
I love when they smooch in
my
that.
My fave.
I love when they smooch in that. But she has stuff. She has stuff coming up that is, like, she's in something called Every Note Played coming up, where she's with Christoph Waltz in a movie about pianos. Like, it's not like she's not doing stuff, but she's being very specific about what she does. She has to pander to literally no one. So I think she's making documentaries. She's working on charity stuff. She's taking care of her kids. She's dealing with Brad Pitt's divorce from Brad Pitt. Like, she doesn't need to blow you out of the water.
And even though we haven't seen either of Maleficent's, I assume you haven't, right?
I saw the first one. It was.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's cute. Fine.
But I think that those are the things that sort of put the pin in her. I don't know, kept her afloat, because apart from that, she hasn't done all that much that was notable, that wasn't a little, like, at least like slightly embarrassing or a little much of a sort of a flop, where it's like she was at the top of her game right before kind of, I guess, quote unquote, everything changed with regards to like celebrity media, celebrity journalism, yes. social media, yes. etc. And she just refused to get on board. So she kind of was able to maintain that level, even though she didn't jump on this other ship.
She was kind of like a hooey, quote unquote, trashy figure because of like making headlines and whatever for a while. And
fucking Billy Bob Thornton in the limo.
Right. She kind of like engaged in that. And like let that carry her celebrity for a second, even though she was making incredible work alongside, that didn't devalue the fact that everyone thought she was an incredible performer, which she has always been. So like, it's just interesting. Like, this op-ed is totally fair, and people are pissed because they're saying, "Oh, dare you call her not famous? She's so famous." That's not what this person is saying. This person is saying that she's literally such a super uber celebrity that it outweighs her professional work, which I think she probably is aware of, to be honest, at this point.
And kind of, you know, it's like the last remaining celebrities of like the monoculture, you know, like this category of celebrity just doesn't exist anymore and probably will never exist again, and she's one of the last ones there. Like,
yeah, I mean,
there's American, you know, like Hollywood stars.
The only thing I would pick in this is that I think Ben Affleck is in her realm too, even though find him more relatable in terms of his kind of, we play with his dating, have fun with his dating life and this and that. But when they were caught selling like dog treats in the park, that was a Ben Affleck picking up Dunkin' Donuts moment. You know, like Angelina Jolie and her family do have those moments where you're like, well, what are they doing? What's going on with them? You know, like it's brief, but it does happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's really the big factor here is it's not being on social media. It's like the celebrities who do not participate.
Yeah.
As much as the other ones. Like, and the comparison between her and Jennifer Garner is fair and makes sense. And points out exactly what makes her different.
It is fair. And you would also say the difference, too, is that Jennifer Garner is trying to sell you, like, fresh eggs, too. You know, Jennifer Garner is launching all these, like, side businesses that need social media to support them. And Angelina Jolie is just simply not doing that. So she doesn't need Instagram.
She has not. She made $1 billion off of Maleficent.
Right. So now sorry we talked about them, but I did think that this was like a fascinating thing that people were pissed about. And I thought this writer had a point.
She's got a point.
She's got a point.
She's got a point.
She's got a point.
It's been years since she was in a film worth watching, but she has made being a celebrity its own art form.
I just love a film worth watching is so mean. Of course people are coming for her if you're going to phrase it like that. Okay.
Okay, we're good?
Yep.
Okay. Hi, British Vogue. This is Angelina, and this is what's in my bag.
Let's talk about these three seemingly's. We teased earlier that we had a lot of stories that were seemingly, appears to, apparently. We have three seemingly's today. Three!
Lily James is seemingly dating this guy named Michael Schumann. Dr. Dre is seemingly dating this girl named April Jones. And the final one, Kristen Wiig is seemingly married to her boyfriend, Avi Rothman. But it's funny, is like these three things are so not interesting. Maybe Kristen Kristen Wiig is at the bottom of this. Interestingly, Kristen Wiig is seemingly
interestingly. She's way at the bottom. Lily James is sort of interesting because of the Dominic Cooper stuff, Dominic West stuff.
And Dr. Dre is interesting because of his divorce proceedings, which I would say it's very silly to be spotted dating going with a mystery woman who then was identified in the middle of your very intense divorce proceedings. Maybe chill for a sec, you know?
Bossup didn't use the word seemingly, but they did just pose it as a question, which was, is Dr. Dre smashing April Jones to smithereens? You know, which is its own version of the classic Bossup headline.
But she's a who, because
she's a huge
this woman used to date Omarion, and she was on Love and Hip Hop.
She dated Omarion, and then she dated Lil Fizz. Never forget, she dated two former B2K members.
Oh, right. We talked about this.
Yeah. She dated two B2K members and was on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood for a really long time because of Omarion. But then Lily James is a who, and Michael Schumann is barely a who. He might even be a no.
He's from kind Queens of a no. But he's not even like the lead singer of Queens of the Stone Age, which I don't even know his name either. So I don't know why I'm even saying like that guy. Like, who is that guy? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not trying to gaslight you into thinking this guy's famous. I didn't know who he was. This line from Just Jared, Michael J. Schumann.
I only remember them.
No, I don't.
But remember they had a song on Guitar Hero, and that was the only, and that was like the only way that we heard about them after they had like one song that went big.
Queens of the Stone Age.
Guitar Hero.
That's very Guitar Hero.
I'm telling you, I'm not just saying it. It's like. That song and Take Me Out are the most Guitar Hero of that era songs.
This aside, in the Just Jared, Michael J. Schumann, also known as Mickey Shoes, to who?
Clearly to his friends.
I don't even know who he is.
And I guess they were spotted together, although you said that their photos of them were deleted from the...
You can still see the photos because they exist in the social preview images, but then I think they're gone. So it was like, even Just Jared was like, head to page 6 if you want to see the photos, because it's like you couldn't get the rights to them. And then I click and the photos are gone.
The photos were retracted.
The photos were either, I mean, the photos are showing them kissing, but they're in a car. So it's like the photos are, it's just like a sliver of a kiss. So I don't doubt that they were kissing. That is them. They were kissing in the photos that I saw.
But I think Lily James's people are like, get these photos out of here. Like,
in terms of like who took the photos.
Right.
Like, this seems like a rights issue where it's like, what happened to these photos? I tweeted at them. I was like, why'd you take the photos down? They did not respond to me. They did not respond to me.
You're loving reporting these days.
I love reaching out. I love to report.
So then.
I love this source who told the Mail, it will be good for Lily to escape some of the unwanted attention she has been receiving in the UK and to concentrate on some juicy roles.
Dr. Dre spotted with April Jones. We glossed this, but basically he's involved in this nasty divorce trial.
Nasty.
For many, many reasons.
And he almost died.
Clearly the stress or something, whatever. And so that he was spotted out to dinner with this woman. Everybody's like, oh, are they dating? She said, I am dating and I'm not looking for anything. I'm not looking. I feel energy with someone that feels different and I'll know when I feel it, but it's just where I'm at with it. I don't have a particular type. I'm not looking for anything. I'm just enjoying life.
She keeps saying I'm not looking for anything.
Keep pushing. Okay, that's where I'm at. Okay, well, he's taking you up to dinner. And she said this last week before these photos came out. So clearly she was anticipating photos to come out or that they would eventually come out. And then the
I'm not looking for anything. She says it three times.
Is the least interesting one, which is Kristen Wiig already got married. We knew this. They have kids together. It's fine. Who cares?
Moving on. Another mystery person, but the mystery person was revealed and it was so boring.
But it's also Regé funny Jean-Page. Because it's like, this is the hunk of the moment. This is the 15 minutes of fame hunk, you know, where, you know, not only is this guy... Everyone's like, oh, what's his deal? What's his deal? Bridgerton guy. What's his deal? Who's he dating? Who's
Bridgerton
he fucking?
Guy. Da, da, da.
He's so hot. He's also hosting SNL next week. Wow.
Wild.
Wild.
It's wild.
We've never seen this guy do anything funny in his life.
Where was Anya Taylor-Eyes and anyone from Queen's Gambit? Why wasn't SNL calling them? SNL's Colin Bridgerton.
Maybe they did. I'm just saying,
Colin Bridgerton. That's huge.
Whoever this guy's people are, they work fast and they work good, because getting your client on SNL, and I'll give them credit. I think that's reasonable to be like the machine behind this guy. It's working overtime, you know?
Yeah. I mean, who were the last people to do it? Like, even, I mean, you have Regina King coming up next, but Regina King's been acting since she was like 5 years old.
So,
like,
Regina King's
been doing this since 85. Right. But Dan Levy was right before her, and even he had to do like 6 seasons of a TV show.
Well, also comedy.
And comedy. Yeah. And then you have Reggae Jean Page, who is, I mean, it makes sense if Bridgerton is the show that Netflix is telling us that it is, that it's their number one show of all time.
Well, SNL's
time,
going for those, ratings. I get it. Yeah. Dan Levy actually had big SNL ratings, considering their ratings can be kind of iffy sometimes, depending. So he had big ones. He drew a big crowd.
This could translate to a big crowd as well.
I think so too. And I think that's
because
what
I'm just intrigued.
For. Me too.
Because I don't know him outside this like really intense like period drama. So like, how is he going to play as a comedian?
It's not weird to have like a breakout star do SNL if it's comedy that they broke out for. Does that make sense? But it's just so funny to me, like so interesting that they're like, let's get this guy on how about SNL? You know?
He must be funny. They must know something.
He must be funny.
Who is the musical
definitely
guest?
Definitely hot.
I guess that's all you really need. There will be a lot of skits about how he's hot. Oh, Bad Bunny will be there,
love
too. That's going to be a big episode.
And also, Bad Bunny will definitely be in a skit because that guy loves a shtick. But
so
I'm interested. I got to say, it's like it worked, you know, because it's like we're kind of like, why? But it also is working.
I'm like, okay.
Because when is SNL noteworthy? Like, they really do need to add these splashes of like interest. Interestingly, they need to add.
Interestingly. Interestingly, he was seen hugging a woman, and everyone was like, it's his girlfriend! It's his girlfriend! She's a mystery woman, it's his girlfriend! And then you finally get the name reveal, and the name reveal does nothing.
It's literally Emily Brown.
Her name
Brown.
Is Emily Brown. I've never
seen,
like,
search Emily Brown on Brown. Google and see what you get. It's every woman.
Good luck finding this person, but she's a footballer.
Yeah. She plays for the FBB Warriors. I don't know what FBB stands for, but I assume it's a local team. Locals.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
So we have a local football warrior, and also I saw some websites refer to as a part-time writer. So I guess she writes sometimes, which is cool. And the only proof of this relationship is that they hugged outside, I think, his flat.
Right, like it doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's
not romantic looking at all. At all.
Right.
But everyone's going with the story. It's not like she's not like seemingly girlfriend, you know, like they're not using the language seemingly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But it's weird. I don't know that this is necessarily a girlfriend, but I do think that the reason the press has amped up is because of this SNL stuff.
I think it's like the evidence of the press being amped up works towards the SNL appearance. Like, it's like clearly there is still interest and fervor around this guy and what he does, because otherwise this would have gone unremarked, you know, something like this. Like, he hugged a lady in the street.
I love the Daily Mail's headline was, "Sorry, ladies, Bridgerton's dashing Duke, Reggae Jean Page, 31, already has his Duchess." And it's just him, like,
hugging a lady in the street.
Side hugging some lady named Emily Brown.
I mean, honestly, maybe they are, maybe they're not, but it is just like, it kind of shows it kind of proves the SNL appearance in a way. You know, like, if this is the stuff you're going to get, then maybe the guy should be on SNL already, because...
I mean, name someone else on that show who should be on SNL, not counting the old people.
Oh, no, no one else on that show.
Phoebe Dynevor or whatever? Who the hell? No. Oh, what's the other one? The Dairy Girls girl. People would like her.
Oh, she would be good.
No one
else. And she's done comedy. Okay, but you know what? He's the breakout star of that show, and the show is huge, and he's hot, and I can't wait to see it. But I just am saying, it's a shocking... When I saw that, I was like, oh, interestingly.
Interestingly, the other interesting thing about this is that is the way the Daily Mail... I love the way they have to like come up with new ways to say things, and they had to, instead of saying Emily Brown, footballer / part-time writer, Emily Brown was spotted wearing a blue coat because it is cold and snowing in the photos. Uh-huh. It says, Ms. Brown, who was insulated in a blue quilted coat and white chunk-soled boots.
By U.S. designer
Steve Madden.
Well, they clocked her. They clocked her boots.
she was insulated. Oh, I'm going to insulate myself in this green Everlane coat that I've been wearing for 2 seasons that has a giant cut on the front that I can't bear myself to replace. If Vanessa Hudgens went Instagram official, there were 2 people who went Instagram official over Valentine's Day. One couple.
Let's see if you could spend under a minute on this.
One couple that went Instagram official on Valentine's Day was Vanessa Hudgens and her MLB player boyfriend, Cole Tucker. Nothing else to know about this person. He's an MLB, he's a shortstop. I couldn't believe this paragraph. It's like, have 2 people ever been MFEO more than Vanessa Hudgens and Cole Tucker? The Princess Switch star and the Pittsburgh Pirates shortstop were first linked in November when they were spotted holding hands and hugging one another during an outing in Los Angeles. That's all I have to say.
Interesting.
The Princess Switch star, and interestingly, the Pittsburgh Pirates shortstop. I don't even know what a shortstop is.
Equal. And guess what? You'll never find out.
And I'll never know. I'm done. See, I'm done.
Future Lindsay here to tell you he clocked in at 37 seconds. Good job.
Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, if I can't... Actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I gotta take them off. The tour's over. Gotta prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I took French for 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention. And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option, and you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
Equally interesting, I found out on Valentine's Day that Glenn Powell, remember him? Glenn Powell, remember him?
Step it up.
Is dating a woman named Gigi Perry. Gigi Paris?
Yeah.
Gigi, I didn't know. They apparently have been dating a while, but Gigi Paris.
Her name is Gigi Paris.
And she called him an American Hemsworth. I'm sorry. This is so funny to me.
It's like, sure, sweetie. Okay.
An American Hemsworth is saying, like, it's just so weird. That's so weird. That is so weird.
It's so, it's so weird.
Her name isn't Gigi. Her real name, it's her nickname, but her real name is equally very French.
Jeanne-Marie Paris.
Gorgeous. She's French-Venezuelan and she's a model. There's not really a ton here, but they're dating and...
Oh my God, Lindsay, it's Gigi Paris. It's not Gigi Paris. It's Gigi Paris. But it rhymes like Emily Gigi and Paris. Paris.
She has like the, it's just this, it's the craziest, most French name I've ever seen in my life. So it's really funny for her to call him an American Hemsworth.
Is he though?
No.
No.
Honey,
no.
What?
First of all, to be an American Hemsworth, there has to be five of you, and you have to be surfing all the time. You know, like there have to be. There has to be five of you, and you all have to be hot and famous.
Sorry to this man, Glenn Powell, but Top Gun has not come out yet. So hold your horses before you make these claims.
She wasn't making the claims. She was making the claims.
Sure. Tell your girlfriend Gigi to hold her horses.
This is my American Hemsworth.
I love that.
If you want to know more about her, the only thing to know about her is that she's hot and a model. That's it. That's the only fact that you'll ever see.
Well, online.
Maxim headline
maybe there's
is
more stuff,
20 but... sexy reasons. Well, of course, there's more to a person. She's definitely got a lot going on. But in terms of online, she's hot.
20 sexy reasons why Gigi Paris is crushing it on Instagram from Maxim with the subhead, good Lord.
That's it. That's the good extent of the Lord. Commentary you will get about Gigi Paris.
I tried. I looked really far. I looked far and wide for some information, but that's all I got. Great news. Great news. Great. I have great news.
Oh, I love
you.
This. I love this news.
We thought that Glib and Cassie broke up,
uh-huh.
but they didn't.
They didn't.
It looks like Gleb Savchenko and Cassie Skirbo are no longer on a break 1 week after a report emerged that they were no longer seeing each other at the time. Phew.
How do you think that happens? It's like you're in the
yeah.
You're in your house in Los Angeles. You see a headline that says that you split, and you're like, "We didn't split. Let's go correct the record." And then you go smooch in front of a CVS.
Thank God, Glassy didn't break. didn't break up. Someone called him Glassy on Twitter, and I'll never forget it.
Glassy's good. Glassy's quite good.
Gleb, if you remember, is the ex of the girl who did. I don't even know. What was Gleb again? Gleb dated. No. People thought that Gleb was dating What's-Her-Face from Selling Sunset, but it turned out that she was dating somebody else.
The other one.
Yeah.
They thought she was dating Chrishell.
But it turns out
Gleb was dating Chrishell, but actually Chrishell was dating another Dancing with the Stars
But
person.
It just also turned out that Gleb was divorcing his wife at the time, so we were all very, very confused about the coincidence of those things. And then Gleb started dating Cassie Skirbo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still together.
Meanwhile, Chrishell is still apparently with Keo, so...
Yeah, they wished each other happy Valentine's Day, I noticed.
That's really nice.
Very nice.
Oh, you noticed that? So we have... We're bringing back the most Markle-less headline of the week this week because Meghan Markle is in the news for multiple reasons. A couple of big reasons, actually.
And these headlines are pretty Markle-less.
There's this headline... Here's what the British line of succession looks like after Meghan Markle's pregnancy announcement. Okay, that's a great headline.
That was my favorite one.
Here's what the line looks like. It has one extra dot on it. Okay, that's it. It has one extra dot on it.
I literally did not care, but I just loved that headline.
The line didn't get, like, completely redrawn.
I mean, just imagine you hear Meghan Markle's pregnant again and your first thought is, what is the British line of succession like now?
The line doesn't change. The line simply gets
longer. I don't even care. Just imagine having that thought. Here's another one. All the ways Meghan Markle hid her baby bump before announcing her pregnancy with Prince Harry. It's like she held a pillow in this photo. She wore an Empire waist dress in this photo. I don't know. I didn't click. It's from E.
She didn't post a photo. How's that for hiding a baby bump? Don't post any photos.
Don't post.
Here's a headline I love. Meghan wins privacy case. Excuse me, this is from The Guardian. Meghan wins privacy case against Mail on Sunday.
Thanks for changing the pronunciation of privacy to privacy.
Yeah. She did
this
it.
Is
and
exciting.
This was over
this,
the.
This
is over that letter.
This has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
This
was over that letter.
Associated Newspapers, aka Mail on Sunday, they're going to have to pay her some money. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. And knowing her, even if she does get money, I'm not sure that she will, but if she does, she will probably give that to charity.
Totally.
I think that's what she always
does.
It
was because of the letters that they published.
Mm-hmm.
From her father.
That was
her to her father.
From her to her father.
Yeah. No, yeah. Even, and he sold them, I believe, or Samantha, remember her, sold them or something. And she's saying they shouldn't have published them. And a judge agrees. So that's continuing on. Related to that, weirdly, I saw a side note that Blac Chyna won.
Oh, this is huge.
I thought this was so... They keep burying this because I feel like people are like, enough with this. Enough, we're over this. But Blac Chyna won a legal thing over the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm. Page Six had a more succinct way of putting this, but it says, Blac Chyna has secured another victory in her legal battle against Kris Jenner and the Kardashians. Number one, how rare is it to see someone win a legal battle against the Kardashians?
That's what I'm saying.
Chyna's attorney, Lynn Ciani, tells Page Six in a statement that a California appeals court ruled that Rob Kardashian's ex-fiance is entitled to a jury trial in her defamation and intentional interference with contract case regarding the cancellation of her former E! Show, Robin Chyna. Three appellate judges agreed with the trial judge's ruling that Chyna had submitted substantial evidence supporting her claims against Jenner, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, and Kylie.
Well, you know why she sued. Let's remind people, she sued because she said that they tanked the opportunity for season two of the reality show on purpose.
Because they said that they made up lies about her abusing Rob, which she says never
happened.
They
defamed her.
And because of that defamation, the show got canceled.
Because maybe there was a season two in the works, but then it got canceled. But, you know, it's not surprising. It was on E! And who has the power at E!? The Kardashians and Ryan Seacrest. So clearly somebody said something. But Chyna saying it was unfair the way that they, quote unquote, meddled in that the process of the renewal of the show, which never ended up happening. This is interesting.
It's going to be interesting, and the trial is going to happen until November.
Okay. And it's a jury trial, so it's like, how are they? They can't go anywhere where people don't know the Kardashians. There's always going to be a bias.
That's true. That's going to be,
oh my God. Imagine interviewing jurors for this case. It's like, do you watch Keeping Up? What do you think about Kim Kardashian?
Am I due for jury duty again? I'm not due for jury duty. How many, like 7 years? I did jury duty like 2 years ago, I think.
Well, it has to be in L.A. You'd have to move to L.A. first. Oh, right, it's L.A.
Well, and also, this is her lawyer's job to release statements like this that are like extremely supportive of her client. But this sentence is interesting. Chyna also proved that although Kris Jenner was the ringleader for the plot to get season two of Rob and Chyna canceled, Kim, Khloe, and Kylie each separately defamed and intentionally interfered with Chyna's contract for season two. So all three trials face a trial by all three daughters face a trial by jury for their illegal conduct against Chyna. Mm. If she comes out on top here, I mean, that's going to be the biggest Kardashian news.
Because that's so fascinating, because it's like, it kind of reveals the manipulation of the kind of meme about Kris Jenner, like handling it is like so true. She's like boss tweet over here, like canceling the show to like get Rob out of there. Like, how did Rob even how did they even get that show in the first place without kind of her permission? I don't know, but I guess it went south quick. Anyways, pay attention to that. I'm paying attention to that. I'll pay attention to it for you.
It's going to be really interesting. Yeah. I mean, this just never, the tables never turn on them in this kind of way these days. And I think we all knew from the moment Blac Chyna entered this family that, like, if anyone was going to like cause some sort of crazy paradigm shift, not even necessarily taking them down, it was going to be
Blac Chyna. Right, just causing them distress. Yeah. Okay, moving on.
This is amazing. You have to hear about this. So remember Julia Fox and Uncut Gems? Speaking of people who like were up and coming stars
in late 2019, early 2020. And like what? Yeah.
She went away because of the pandemic. Just like a lot of
people.
When
did Uncut Gems come out?
2019, late 2019. So it was, its award season push was late 2019, early 2020.
But it was in the award.
No, it didn't get any Oscar nomination, so it wasn't in the award season. It was late 2019.
Oh, it was last
Uncut
year's
Gems was sort of
it was
everywhere.
Last year's Oscars it that did happen. The last thing that kind of happened. Okay. Mm-hmm. God, I'm like losing track. But so she still kind of has the thrust of doing something, but to be fair, it's the buzz has kind of like died down. The buzz around her has kind of died down.
She'll come back, I think. But like the trajectory of a lot of people in pop culture completely changed. I don't know that it necessarily tanked, but like they had to reevaluate like their paths.
Right.
And a lot of the paths, because they knew this would last a long time, involved pregnancy, because they were like, what better time to spend 9 months gestating?
Right. She literally like, she got, if she had a baby on January 17th, that means she got pregnant like not long after. Yeah. Like kind of in the realm of right after the buzz.
March or April.
Right,
yeah.
The buzz died down. She had to take a break. So she's like, all right, here we go, baby. Let's have a baby.
Let's do it. And so she was pregnant. I didn't even know she was pregnant because I haven't been following Julia Fox.
It didn't even pop up anywhere because I don't...
I have to quote this Twitter user, Riley Keough's Lyme disease at Steve Daddy Zero. I love quoting people's display names. They love it. So Riley Keough's Lyme disease, who is at Steve Daddy Zero on Twitter.
Can I just put it out there? Allegedly. I don't know anything about Riley Keough's Lyme disease. This is the user's name.
The user's name is Riley Keough's Lyme disease. Okay. Posted... Julia Fox is a Julia Fox fan because they followed us and saw this and posted the caption and said, "Everyone posting Julia Fox's Corin baby, but forgetting the most important and inspiring part, that she had to rush to the hospital for emergency C-section, but stopped for maternity pics first." And I was like, "You're misrepresenting this caption. I'm sure you're misrepresenting this caption.
Riley Keough's Lyme disease.
You can't be serious." Then you read the caption, and sure enough, that's what happened. Julia Fox wrote, "These photos were taken by my sister." So first of all, we have to explain the photos. The photos are, she did the thing that people don't necessarily do much anymore, but sometimes people do it.
I'm obsessed with it. She did the big
where
grid.
Where you do the grid. So this is a total of 12 photos that have been spliced.
We've got upper left hand.
A single photo spliced into 12 photos.
An upper left hand corner that's completely white.
Because it's background.
It's just the background.
There's not even like a thread of hair there, a strand of hair there.
Just incredible.
So it's her and she's naked on a chair, sort of like doing that pose where it's like your thigh covers the lower half of your body.
I mean, she looks amazing. She's wearing literally only black long gloves. She looks incredible. She looks pregnant as fuck.
No, and a chain. Chain on me.
Is she in pain? I'm like, girl, get to the hospital. Are you like in...
But she might be. Because listen to this caption. "These photos were taken by my sis at Richie Sazam right after my gyno told me I would need to go have my baby early because of some blood pressure issues. I ran home in a panic because I still hadn't taken any pics. But my girls came through for me." Then she tags all these people. "Nikki brought the makeup and someone brought the gloves. And this is the final product. Right after the shoot, I went to the hospital and had my precious baby boy, my forever Valentine, Valentino, born on January 17th, 2021, the best day of my life. So yes, in fact, she was told, you got to give birth because this is getting dangerous for you, the mommy." And she was like, "I will in one
minute.
Hold
on, I have to put the grid. I got to figure out the grid."
Well, she was like, "I haven't done any reveals. I haven't actually taken my pregnancy
photos."
Well,
this is the problem with like a secret/pandemic pregnancy is when you put off the announcement. And then when the time comes for you to go get an emergency C-section, you say, "Oh, wait, hold on. Before this baby gets out, I need to take some sexy photos of it in."
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm looking at her IMDb and it's filled with upcoming projects.
Okay, so she already put some stuff in the bag.
Yeah, she's got some stuff in the bag.
I really liked her, and I thought she was incredible. And she's such a New York character. You can't not love a girl. She's like very Parker Posey, you know, like Parker Posey. Who's like a
she's party girl.
Yeah, she's like
Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah. Yes.
You're thinking Chloe Sevigny.
Yeah, and Parker, I guess maybe a little bit too. But just like that vibe. We don't really get, you know, kind of that vibe sometimes. It's very, very cool.
Yeah. What's Rita up to? Bang, bang, na 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 na, bang, bang, na 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 na. Oh my God, I think I'm in trouble. What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to? Who is this woman? So her Rina Sawayama era
has
turns
begun.
Out is pretty good.
She came out with a good EP. I would say 3 out of the 4 songs are solid bangers, and they're growers too.
Yeah. I mean, did she copy another artist's aesthetic? Yes, she did.
To be fair, though, the music sounds nothing like Rina. It's not like she, the aesthetic is like, okay, we get it. But also, the music itself, if anything, it sounds like 2012. You know, it's dated because it's David Guetta kind of EDM dance tracks, but
so the
it's
top,
delightful.
The top comments on... It is. The top, I mean, Big is great. Blame it on the city, how I'm ballin'. Pick it up, the money always callin'. She gon' touch the ceiling for us now. Got chains in a blurry morning. Ready when I feed me in the lobby. Yeah, from the bay, she gon' ride it like a trolley. X Games when we skate off in the Rory. Big tanks looking like Transformers. It's the one that has the video. It's the only one that she's released the video for. But yes, Bang Bang does sample Crazy Frog. No, here's the thing. The top comments on YouTube say Crazy Frog, and she really sampled the Crazy Frog melody.
She sampled Crazy Frog. frog.
What's going on? She managed to turn Crazy Frog into this, and it's kind of genius. Those are all Lindsay. I'm Farley, who was 3 days, who's doing the actually goes, it's not Crazy Frog, it's Beverly Hills Cop.
Okay, we get it. I know. It's actually an artist.
Crazy Frog sampled Beverly Hills Cop.
Crazy Frog sampled a track by like an 80s artist, and it was also on Beverly Hills Cop.
The theme of Beverly Hills Cop is...
Yes, but everybody knows that this is Crazy Frog. Okay, but anyone who's
My brain went to Beverly Hills Cop first.
Yeah, but everyone knows that it's...
Bang, bang.
Have you heard the Crazy Frog version where it's like... You gotta stand.
Yes, I've heard it. What's going on? But what I'm saying is, I don't know that we know. Like, what is... When Rita Ora hears ba 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 da,
Crazy
ba,
Frog,
ba, ba, does she go Crazy Frog or does she go Beverly Hills Cop?
She's,
I don't know.
She does. She says Crazy Frog.
Okay.
Anyways, the song is it's weird. It's fun. It's good. The video is great. It's the first video she's ever done that's been good. Sorry. I mean, she's had like interesting videos.
It's a great video.
The one where she rides around an egg.
It's a great video.
This one is like genuinely like. Cool and weird.
I love the video.
And it's shot in Bulgaria and it's very Rita. It's the first Rita that's ever had like its own point of view.
She's in like a traditional Albanian like outfit in a way, and she doesn't normally do that. Like, this is,
it's cool.
And she talks about it in the interview. She's like, this was a hard thing for me. Like, it was very intense, and also like, I've never like done a video like this in Eastern Europe before, where I'm like kind of leaning into my Albanian heritage.
Yeah, the end where
so it was
she's,
like stressful for her. She wanted to be respectful.
I love the end where she's in that like big furry hat in that weird James Bond type, like very Cold War, like icy, very cool, very chic. I don't think these are going to be hits per se, but I do think that it's like actually an effective distraction from her being such a mess recently. Like,
she's still a huge mess. Let's not forget that she's a mess.
She performed Bang Bang on ITV and people were pissed. Because like...
Because she's still... People are mad at her
UK,
still.
She's still kind of this like figure. People are like, you represent... Well, like, you represent this like celebrity thwarting the rules and we're not fans. And she took that energy to Australia and then pissed them off. The only people she hasn't really pissed off is the US, and we're still like, who is she? So it's a...
Exactly.
It's kind of a weird vibe.
Exactly. But I mean, if Rita Ora showed up in the United States, it'd be like, join the party. Like, she'd just be like spreading her COVID germs to other people. They'd be like, welcome.
Right, because we have celebrities doing whatever the fuck they want. So she would just fit in great here.
Who is this woman who isn't wearing a mask? We stand. We have to stand.
God, the video is so fun and the other songs are fun. I don't know. She pulled it off a little bit. She pulled off making a not bad EP.
It's good. You got to play Big.
I
Big
will,
is good.
I will.
And then what is this last
story? God,
it's
boring. It's like there are photos of her looking tense on a balcony. She's guessing all the Masked Singers. Everyone just is pissed at her because she's still in Australia. She's about to jet off to Thailand. It's like to film something else. I don't know.
She's going to film a movie called Shiro's, right? A movie called Shiro's. I couldn't tell if that was a fake. If that's fake, is that fake?
Right, meanwhile,
she's really filming a movie called Shiro's.
No, the buzz around Oliver Twist, the Twist movie, has just, it never even happened. There was no, it's like it disappeared into the ether.
I tried to find it streaming legitimately here, but I
can't even watch it.
It requires like VPNs and stuff because you got to get on like the Sky Cinema thing. We get some very friendly callers from Europe saying like how to watch it like with a VPN, which is cool.
They're
but, like,
claiming... She's like a guest judge on The Voice Australia, and then there's something about her unable to do something else. She was supposed to be on The Masked Dancer, but she got snubbed, quote unquote, from The Masked Dancer.
Okay.
Like she,
okay.
But I'm kind of like, did she get snubbed or is she doing? It's just weird. A lot of people are like, things are happening with Rita that are normal for Rita, but people are then attributing that to her having this like now bad reputation or whatever. But it's like, I feel like this is just like what happens to Rita. She gets like pushed here, pushed there. She goes where the flow takes her.
With sort of carelessly.
Carelessly.
A reckless disregard. Yeah. Reckless disregard for the public health of whatever country she is visiting.
She won me over with this short film. This
And like the Rita we all know and love, she doesn't even try to dance.
Yeah,
Didn't even try to dance. The EP's cool because she worked on it with David Guetta, yes, who's like a definite then. But then this guy, Iman Beck, who's from Kazakhstan, and he's really young. He's like 20, maybe not
he's
even 20. 20. He may only be 19.
He's 20. But it's their duo EP. Like technically it's just the two of them are the main artists on this, which is cool. Like she's, I think she's like finally trying to lean into something original.
And she found this producer that she's interested in and who has this very like unique sound. And
I did like the YouTube commenters were like, they were fucking loving it. But one was like, this was shot in Bulgaria, but she's wearing like Albanian outfits. It's like, just go with it. Let her.
She is Albanian.
Yeah, but it was shot.
It's probably easier to shoot in Bulgaria for whatever reason.
But I'm just saying, it's just funny. It's like people are like pulling out whatever. But most of the comments I saw were like people being excited that she was like representing her heritage.
Good.
And
I gotta say, it's good. I you know, we're done with the segment. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Call in at 619 Who Them to leave questions, comments, and concerns. We'll be back on Friday with another episode of Who's There, which is what we'll do. We'll be back on Friday with another episode of Who's There. And support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly if you want to have twice weekly bonus episodes, an occasional newsletter, and so much more, you know. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Love your reviews on Apple Podcasts. Lindsay, here's a good one that I just saw this morning.
Tell me, read it to me.
Perfectly distracting. Five stars.
I love that.
This was very good moral support while I DIY fixed my toilet. Delightful when you have to do less than delightful things. Thank you so much. I was like, great.
Oh my God, we helped you fix your
toilet. Fix your toilets. Listen to us. Oh, yeah. Okay, so thank you for listening. We'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
You or Drayla? Yo,
they want to know.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to be famous.
She's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend, and she is the moment.
Today's episode of Who Weekly was brought to you by The CW. The two-hour premiere event of Superman and Lois airs Tuesday, February 23rd, or you can stream free next day on The CW app.